The public lands of southern New Mexico are heaven for thrill-seeking outdoorsmen, David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight, but I asked Editor-in-Chief of Field & Stream, Colin Kearns, despite the fact that it's a sportsman's paradise, there might be political overtones.
What's your take on the borderland?
I'm going to kind of stay out of that. We try not to take political stances. We just let the story speak for itself. And in this case, we sent one of our writers out on a DIY quail hunt along the New Mexico-Mexico border. It's a really neat, beautiful country. It's all public land, and they hunted for Mearns quail. And along the way, they were hunting just along where if a wall were to be built, they would have seen it. And from a conservation standpoint, the writer and the hunters he was with made the case that it would really be harmful to wildlife. It would damage the property, and from just a geographical standpoint, it would kind of be impossible to build because this is some really, really rugged terrain, very mountainous, and the idea of building a wall out there just is not possible. So you can take from the story what you will, but these are guys who, just from a conservation standpoint, lay it out there and consider what a wall on the border would mean for wildlife and wild places.
The public land area that Colin is referring to is the Boot Heel of New Mexico, gorgeous and rugged country filled with history, big game, and some of the most spectacular wild birds that you will ever see. Politics not welcome. Sure hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.